Hey team, things are going to look a little different coming up. But this is a good thing. Sometimes change is hard, and it's something that we have been working on in the background for a little while now. Honestly, change is good. It's the whole reason Hamish and I started the podcast, and we feel the building industry needs it. Oh, and by the way, I'm Matt, Hamish's co-host who loves to poke the bear. But what's cool is we are now recording from the Pro Climber Australia Studios, who are our major sponsor of our podcast. It's like the perfect combination. We're kind of like Batman and Robin fighting the crime against an outdated, crappy building industry. With a perfect combination of pushing boundaries, sharing our knowledge, and starting real conversation about how we can improve the industry. Of course, I'm Batman, and really, Hamish is a little bit more like Alfred. Anyway, enjoy today's episode, which is coming directly from the Pro Climber Built to Last studio. Hamish, we're a bit of a different podcast maybe today. We are final day recording at the Pro Climber studio, our portable studio at Kai's office.
So it's Build Code. Thank you, Kyle. Cool. Shout out to Wilderness.
Cool office here that cool. I think it's both motivated us to get one of these things. Like, they're quite cool.
Get an office. just a cheeky 200 square metres in the middle of Fitzroy.
Yeah. So massive shout out. Kai's been on. One of the few people that's been on twice.
He has been on twice, hasn't he?
Yeah, but also good friend. So
he's a ripper.
Bit of not a housekeeping episode, but there's a lot coming up.
There's a lot going on too.
Yeah. So a few things I want to sort of go through off the top of the head. Sustainable House Day. We had Helen on a few weeks ago talking about that. Also, while we're on topic, we've got the Passive House Conference coming up in June that we want to encourage people to sign up to. I know SBA doing some awesome stuff. I know that we're doing some different things coming up with Pro Climber. We're going to be in Adelaide coming up, and there's going to be a night event, so we're going to encourage people to come. But I'm going to get to all that. Mm-hmm. How are you? How are you been?
Honestly, thanks for checking in. Been a bit up and down lately. It's a tricky environment to be operating in. This is probably not on script, but I had a job fall away because the client lost his job due to AI.
Wow. So actually, my architect I share an office with, similar thing.
So, I mean, I don't want to be the doom and gloom here, but I reckon just everyone sort of steel yourself with this kind of stuff when you're chatting with clients. Now, I mean, I don't know if I should say this, but this particular client listens to the podcast, and I'm sure he won't mind me talking about this. Real disappointed, because I actually was really excited about doing the project. But it's a thing. It's obviously unfortunate for them that this has happened, but he seems reasonably buoyant about the whole scenario and doesn't seem too bothered by it. And he actually said he's quite excited about just getting stuck in and doing the reno himself. So that's pretty cool. Aaron's involved in that one, so whatever they end up coming with is going to be an awesome thing. It feels like things are taking a lot longer to get to site.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people maybe not a lot of people do, but I think people are used to paying for pre-construction these days. But what I kind of want to shine a light on is it doesn't come anywhere near to cover the costs that we are investing in pre-construction. Like, I'm talking $30,000, $40,000 worth of energy goes in to get a project to site. As much as I'd love to charge that, we don't charge that.
And I'd say probably the estimation phase is covered pretty well. The pre-pricing, quick build part's covered. It's the part that is outside that scope of works, which we can't charge for. It's the value management. It's the multiple drafts of contract and changes, and then it's the building or cancel or anything we need to be involved in. We just – and then it's like, is the project going? You get a bit nervous. I've got two that were exactly the same. I thought we'd be on site at latest. I was like to my team, 2nd of March. Yeah, we're still not on site recording today. And they should be I pretty much getting the contracts okay today. But yeah.
For me, it's been something that's kind of, I feel a bit beaten up at the moment.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm heading away for the weekend today. So I'm really excited about, just recharging with the family and having a bit of a sleep in. But this whole podcast we started it to talk about our lives as builders. And I think this is one of the things that I want to bring up, that it is challenging out there. And if you are also feeling like this, you're not alone. this kind of feels a bit normal at the moment, and I think we just need to adapt to this new environment.
And I think the next 12 months are probably going to be the hardest for builders.
I reckon it's going to be 24 months.
Yeah, I think if you survive the next 24 months, good job.
Well done.
We're going to see people that you know that won't be operating.
Yep. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But just strap in, stay resilient, stay talking, stay fit, stay healthy, look after yourself, because I feel like the next little bit is going to be challenging.
And it's not the building prices are going up, or it's just there's so much legislation, insurance changes that it is just going to be borderline impossible to not operate. But as Dave said, we had him on a few weeks ago, he talked about you've got a certain amount and you can only do that amount per year. So you might see builders not being able to build as much as they used to because their limits are capped due to their insurance, and they're sitting around twiddling their thumbs, and staff get laid off because they're waiting. So I think we're going to see this whole shift, and I think long-term for the good.
I think it will be long-term for the good, but I also just want to put some confidence around the things that you're saying now, Matt. The good builders, I think, I don't think this is going to affect
us,
the good builders.
No, it's not.
And I'm putting us in the good builder category. Yeah. I think it's fortunately, it's the builders not running their business as well. I think you're going to get caught out. But I think the unfortunate side of the new changes are that there's going to be a lot of young, new builders. They're not going to be able to get a foothold in the industry, which is a challenge, which is a shame.
Yeah, I think that's, I 100% agree. Trying to start a construction company now would be borderline impossible unless you've got amazing funding behind you.
I don't think it's borderline impossible, but I think you've got to have a thick skin.
Yeah. Look, I see why they do it. We've got to get confidence back into the industry to some point. It's an easy way to do it, and people feel more secure if they've got money behind them. It sounds like from an accounting perspective, it sounds good. We all know accountants can quickly move and change numbers and make it look pretty. We all know that and understand.
I'm not going to agree or disagree with
business that's how it can be done. But the reality is I would say those competitive tender builders who are trying to scrape every dollar and cut their margin, they're going to get quickly found out, and that will just not be a thing.
Yep.
I think that's gone, because you need to show profit and you need to show ongoing profit, or the BPC just will remove your license.
So, you know, and builders now, like, you know, look at some of those platforms out there like Future Builder, like where they're training you to actually understand your numbers well. Like, you need to have a profitable business. And I'm going to talk to the architects listening. It's not up to you to decide what someone's markup is.
Yeah.
Because the builder should understand where their numbers are and understand what they should be charging. So if they come to you and they're marking up 20%, 25%, 30%, they, you know, by all means, ask them how they got to that number, but don't say that it needs to be 10 or 15%.
And it's a great thing because, look, we can spin this a million different ways. I could run at a 25% markup margin, whatever we want to call it, and again, a whole different conversation. But if we say 25%, that's we might not be hiding costs and might be transparent, or I could run at 10% and hide my cost for the whole build cost. So the margin looks pretty.
Yeah.
But I also have 300K of overheads hidden within the project. So
I guess
we're all the same number at the end of the day. That's the thing.
And I think don't focus so much on that. And I would be asking your builder how they got to the number rather than question the number. I think that's the biggest thing. If you can get confidence around that they're going to be there at their end of the job, because at the end of the day, you want your project built, the homeowners want the project built, and the builder wants to go in there and make money.
And if we're not showing profit, we literally won't be able to build. So
exactly.
I would see potentially there might be a slight increase coming up because builders are going to have to increase potentially a percentage.
I don't want to say that.
No, it might not be us, but if some builders have been running at a tighter margin to get the project across the line, they've got no choice but to increase their margins or they've got to really cut costs, which they're probably already doing like crazy to get the project across the line. It's the reality of it. So it's not you're potentially going to see some changes there, and that will play itself out. That's going through Parliament right now. By now, it could be enacted, but in Victoria, definitely expect some changes around that. The other question that I would love to have a conversation with someone about is, insurance as of July becomes consumer first. We have retention. Do we need both?
No, we don't need any of it.
Yeah, I know, but like it's going to be interesting to see if architects are still going to require
or want
retention.
I get, because now
the insurance is consumer first.
I get what you're saying.
The retention is a dot on the map compared
to... you're talking about two different things there. So you're talking about new changes in insurance, which are consumer first, and then you're talking about retention, which in my mind is there, and we're talking primarily an ABIT contract here. Retention is there so the builder doesn't run away. Liability, for defects. Now, trust me, as a builder, we are fucking on the hook for liability.
Yeah, so more than ever.
You don't need that damn retention. So if you want to waive a retention in front of me personally, I'm not gonna entertain it.
We can't double dip on our margin. It's like everyone double dipping on a retention. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Well, someone's going to increase their price by 2.5%.
Yeah, you have to. That's a pretty good quick conversation. Is if when a builder has retention, our price goes up because we're not the bank, and we've got to most likely, unless you've got cash, which no builder has cash just laying around, that you've got to go take out some form of overdraft and you've got to offset that percentage against the contract so you're not losing money, and that becomes an overhead cost that again. We talk about at the start of the margin markup.
It becomes a COGS. Yeah. It becomes part of cost of goods sold. So, it's just a line item in their thing. Now, I want to just quickly sort of sidestep away from this for a second because there's a couple of things we want to talk about. When this podcast has come out, we probably have had Sustainable House Day already passed. So, you have probably heard Helen on the podcast. She is the CEO of Renew Magazine. Now, I'm really excited about the idea around Sustainable House Day. Because if you're a builder and you want to get into this space and you've got a home that you want to showcase, what better way to get eyeballs on your product than actually getting someone through with the homeowner who is arguably a raving fan for you, showing people through their own home?
It's been beneficial for me in the past doing open days. Yep. I don't want to let anyone in on some of our marketing secrets, but... Yeah, you're getting yourself in front of everyone at once and you 100%. Can have some really strong conversations and showcase what you're doing. I just also think like, I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed the conversation with Helen and I'm always a people person first and I really warm to her.
Yeah.
So I really want to support that industry. We're already members.
Organization.
Yeah. So as my own business, we are members. We subscribe to their magazines and their brilliant pieces of information.
Yeah, actually, that's an interesting point. So for those who don't know, Sustainable House Day is by the organisation Renew. Renew have two publications. They've got Renew, the magazine, and then they've got Sanctuary magazine. In fact, Sanctuary, the magazine, was a big motivation or a big inspiration for Sanctum Homes, the name.
Ah.
So that we were sort of kicking around. I remember when Luce and I were driving home from Canberra one day and we're just waxing lyrical about names. And I really love the idea of like habitat and home and sanctuary and like we can't have sanctuary, we can't have habitat because a buddy of mine's got a building company called Habitat. And I'm like, what about Sanctum, like inner sanctum? So Renew, thank you for the inspiration for the business name and now everyone knows where that's come from. But these guys have got some really great, not only some great products that they sell, so Sustainable House Day. Do I let the cat out the bag, and maybe they're going to have a podcast. Who knows? That might be there.
We're like Jackie Falgate breaking news.
They might have it there. But yeah, look, great organization to support. So if you don't already do that, jump on to their socials, their website, and either join or subscribe to their publication.
Yeah, and as a business, it's a tax write off if you sign up for membership. Let's be honest. Yeah. I would encourage everyone that's listening that has a business to do so, support them. At the end of the day, they're a non-for-profit and funding is essential.
Yep.
So,
and do you know what? What a great way to unplug from this.
Yeah. Phone. I thought you were going to say from the podcast.
No, from the podcast, but unplug from the podcast.
Yeah, unless you read the digital version on your phone.
Well, just fuck off.
But there's some really good people doing good things. Yep. Look, we're big on Passive House. It provides a really wide knowledge base on things like solar and heat pumps and batteries to certain materials to commercial projects to residential. Like honestly, it's a wide variety of information and I think it's important for what we do to not just be on top of what we do but learn other things what other industries might be doing. They might be ahead of us at certain times and it's eventually coming to residential.
So if you're a nerd, buy the Renew magazine. If you want pretty pictures, Sanctuary Magazine.
Yeah, or just buy both.
Or just get both.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of passive house, now, Matthew, do we announce it here?
Yeah, so this podcast will come out. So I'm already speaking at the Passive House conference with our Dr. Evil friend, Cam. I don't know anyone that's ever been to a Passive House conference. Cam's speeches are usually very informative, always informative, very technical, very measured. And he picked me to do it with him this year.
Which is fucking hilarious. Isn't your client joining?
Yeah, so Sarah, my client who's been on this podcast, is going to join too. I don't know what Cam was thinking. The guy that's got an opinion on everything that's unfiltered with the really smart guy on stage. We'll see how that goes.
Matthew's not the smart guy on stage.
There's a reason why they didn't let us do the MC.
So you're talking?
Yeah, but we want to encourage people to sign up to this conference. Now, Passive House is a big part of our business. We're very passionate about it. And again, like Sustainable House Day, Renew, they are a non-for-profit and they need help. And one of the pieces of income for them is getting to this conference. It's also a double-edged sword. Yeah, it's going to cost you some money, but you're going to learn a lot. Not only that, you're going to network with people. Yep. So you are going to get that $1,000 back to you so fast. If you're a builder,
totally. You're
most likely going to meet an architect or building designer or interior designer that might feed you a project.
And I tell you what, like if you just look at it purely from you're paying $1,000 to be in a room with some people that you want to work with, like the rest that comes on top of that is a bonus.
Yeah, like you'll quickly wipe $1,000 if you need to get the job across the line. Yep. Think of this as a cheap investment. Vice versa, if you're an architect, you might be building one of these for the first time. You are getting to surround yourself with builders that you might be able to potentially work with in your state. People fly from all over the country to this.
And to our audience, we actually have a discount code, 10% discount code. So we're going to put a link in the comments down below.
I think it's 5, 10. I can't remember.
10%.
Is it 10?
Yeah, well, it's 10% now because I just said it. So sorry, Starlin, if it's not 10%, it's 10%. But cherry on the top. Matthew and I have managed to strong arm ourselves into having a breakout room. So we have a pretty exciting agenda that we're going to be rolling out, and we're basically going to be talking about the moment someone calls to the moment we hand over keys. So predominantly builder focus, but if you're a homeowner, if you're a designer or an architect, we are going to talk you through how we see that process.
Yeah.
From detailing on site to what we do at handover and the information that we give away at handover and all the problems that we try and solve during pre-construction. I personally feel it's gold because you're leaning on 7 years of experience from me, 7 years of experience from Matt, and we'll probably rope in a couple of other experienced builders to come and have a chat as well.
Yeah, and we're going to have part of that will be 30 minutes of question and answer, plus we're going to be there for the rest of the day that you can ask us questions. But if you're a builder especially, like, I can tell you what, you're going to save yourself more than $1,000 in that session by learning something that might be some costing advice or
100%.
Advice on a contract or something like that. I think that will come to you back.
Your ROI will be like, more than
honestly, we can't tell you how much we'll save you from that. We're going to be very open. If you guys have listened to us before, I definitely have no filter, but we're going to tell it how it is. We're not going to make it unicorns and rainbows. We're going to tell you there's a reason why we've done, maybe 8 to 10 passive houses between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why. And we've made the mistakes. Yep. I think of it like when we both bought the Proclimber app for the first time and started using it, we learned by mistakes. And then now there's so much information. This is no difference.
Yep,
like we will literally be feeding, and not just the builders, like the architects, engineers, energy consultants. You might learn something about the way we operate. It might help you guys with your job. It might help you understand from our perspective an element on the contract or why we want to do certain things a certain way on site. There's probably not much we're not willing to talk about, but we really want to encourage people to do that. It's 2 days, 25th, 26th of June. I won't be there the first day. It's actually my daughter's first birthday. So thanks for organizing that on her birthday, guys. Mm-hmm. As well, the night event, awesome event to network. Again, you're going to meet people. I honestly can't under.
You know what? Like, I feel like, just to cut you off there, Matt, like my take on the Passive House Conference is just the energy that's around there. Because you have 300 or 400 passionate people.
Yeah.
And that energy, you can feel it in the breakout, in the breaks. You can feel it at the mixer events and the social events. Oh, and we also forgot to talk about that Airboss Dan is going to be
day
doing the training day the day before.
Are we helping? I don't know.
Just SBA is jumping in and giving him a hand. I do believe that's going to be held out at Circa in Bowens. But yeah, so definitely if you want to actually have some hands-on practical experience, guys from Performance Membranes are going to be there as well. So definitely check it out. Before I'm going to wrap out the Passive House stuff.
Builders, architects, let's be real for a second. We've all seen what happens when a cheap wrap fails. The callbacks, the moisture damage, the headaches. For me, wrapping a house with Proclimate is a non-negotiable of any build we do. It's about building tight, ventilating right. And when you use Proclimate's tapes and membranes, you're giving your client a premium watertight envelope that prevents the building from moisture issues. It's faster to install, tougher on site, and it means you can walk away from a job knowing that the frame is protected for decades. Don't cut corners on your envelope. Visit proclimber.com.au today or head to the Instagram page at proclimber.au.
Sustainable Builders Alliance.
Yeah. What's happening?
Oh, that's my part. That's my part. Yeah, cool. So we would have already had our April event by the time you're listening to this. It's going to be a ripper, or I'm just going to say in past tense it was a ripper. It was about retrofitting. We have our monthly webinars all planned out for the rest of the year, and May is going to be talking about bushfire detailing and building in bushfire prone areas.
Cavity closer getting a run.
Cavity closer is going to be getting a run, that's for sure. And it's going to be delivered by someone who I feel is probably the most versed when it comes to building in bushfire areas, and that's Daniel Perham, who is based in South Coast, New South Wales, and very often builds in Bal FZ.
Yeah.
And he's a designer and a builder, so that one's going to be an absolute cracker, so definitely check that one out.
Yeah. Well, so what else do you what's – I don't know if you're able to speak too much. I know that you got to keep some of the information to yourself. You guys have a pretty good plan. Like what can we expect from SBA, say, over the next year? I'd love to get back on because I know sometimes I press these things on you.
Yeah.
I'd love to just like we did with Helen, I want to know what's next. I want I'm excited. I think you guys are doing awesome.
So I'm going to – by the time this comes out, I reckon there would be some things that
let's
have come to
light. Let's
assume
this is coming out in the next 3 weeks just to be safe.
Okay. So we've just had a couple of planning days where we're kind of mapping out the rest of the year. So we have some really exciting things coming up. We – even though I feel we've been kicking some goals over the last 2 or 3 years – I feel like last week was where everything came together. Everyone was on the same page. We actually had some really clear direction of why we exist and what we're going to be doing.
Why do you exist?
Can't talk about that just yet, because at risk of
being told off by Beck.
I've been told off by someone.
Who's most likely in that group to tell you off?
Probably Simon.
Really?
Yeah.
So calm.
Yeah, no. I get in trouble with Simon a lot. Thanks.
In the naughty corner. Go look in the corner, Hamish.
I'm totally joking.
Brian's 100% the naughty one, isn't he?
You know what I love about that group? So there's been a couple of occasions, and I remember Beck, when we had our first planning day, Simon and I were like really robust conversation across the table. Like, we were disagreeing about something, like really we were really passionate about it. And I could see Beck's like, oh, is this going to be a problem? And Simon and I looked at each other and goes, no, we're just working shit out. And the fact that we can just really have these really amazingly robust conversations with each other, not to say me and Simon.
Same goal, same team.
I'm just saying the team, you know, we've got this level of trust amongst all of us because let's face it, we're volunteers in this organisation.
I mean, no, you're not volunteers. You're actually paying to be the volunteer.
We're paying to be the volunteers in this organisation, and we want the success. We want this organisation to be successful. So we need to get to the outcome as quick as possible, and we can't do that without robust conversations. And the professionalism around that table last week, I tell you now, it is a different organisation to what it was even a year before.
And I'm assuming Bex had a huge...
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive. Massive. And you know what? Stand by. She's going full-time soon. Just cat out of the bag. Becca will be full time soon.
Like, so I don't know if even I'm on the SBA podcast, Sustainable Builders Yak, with Brian and Simon. If you don't listen to it, you should. So I had a good chat with them on theirs the other day. I said it at the end, like, and when you first started, I was really skeptical because I thought the Passive House Association was just taking off. I couldn't have been more wrong in the fact that, like, you guys are killing it. To me, you're the industry leaders in this. You're the only association from my perspective that is representing builders to build better. And it's not like you're getting paid for it. You do this off your own back. You've had, what is it, nearly 7 years that you've been around, 6 years to
– Late 2019.
Yeah, so that's a lot of time to really put in.
The sugar hit's gone. The sugar hit of that.
It's a real thing now. It's not a hobby.
It ain't no hobby, and it's a real organisation now. And, you know, there are going to be a lot of structural changes coming up, and I can't get it out of the bag too much, where we're partnering with some really great, you know, organisations. One I can talk about, Trent from Melbourne Polytech. We're doing a lot of work with them at the moment. Jeremy's investing a lot of his energy into that one. And, you know, there's going to be some pretty cool things, you know, lots more membership-based stuff, a lot more incentive around becoming a member.
What's membership cost? Because this is my next thing. I haven't got this on our running list.
$600.
Yeah, so, okay. Can I – this is my opinion.
Yep.
My only opinion. This is not Hamish's opinion. Yep. Scrap your HIA membership or your Master Builders and go sign up for SBA. Straight out. Like, you are going to get way more out of that than you are anything else. If multiple people come to me and ask me how to build better, where do I start? That is where you start.
Yeah,
I know that's my own opinion.
I would like to think that we all have enough money in our kitty to be members of all of it.
If you can be one, that's where you start.
But thank you, Matt.
I honestly think that because there's really no excuse now, and the information is there. There's so much resources that you have, and people they're hungry for more.
Yep.
You're providing that, and you're providing it at an entry level costing. You're providing that in a way that works around the builders and tradies' time being on site, because at the end of the day, if they're not on site, then they don't earn money. They can't sit on a webinar at 11:30 and participate because that doesn't suit their timing. Unlike us builders, we can jump on and work at the same time. So, for me, if you're listening, please sign up. I'm not just saying that because Hamish is here and get along with a lot of the guys.
I'm saying it because I'm here.
No, but like this actually is a genuine thing. Like I actually want you guys to sign up.
And do you know what though? And I know CPD points is not a thing for builders in Victoria right now.
Yet.
However, we do offer CPD points. And
for architects as well?
Yeah, we do it now. So what's really interesting, and this is probably a little bit of another bit of insight as to where we're kind of seeing the organisation go, is we have a huge amount of interest from the design community. We've consistently got the same architects and designers coming to our events. Not only that, we've recently had Breathe Architecture sign up as members. Kateba has been amazing. He literally jumped on and did all his badges in like a night. So he's like Breathe Architecture is now up there on our builders directory or our directory as like one of the top badge earners, if that's what you want to call it. But we feel like hearing feedback from the design community is that they're like, you guys are like the only people that are actually giving us stuff that is tangible. Like,
yeah,
you're taking us to see these new products where you're bringing in guests to talk about the things that we want to know more about. And not only that, we're ticking off our CPD points. So we're not just doing like, and we actually had an architect say to me, I originally came for the CPD. I'm coming back for the content. They're coming back all the time because it's actually good content.
And that probably flows on to content next conversation, beer and BS, which is sort of a bit of a part arm of what we're doing now. So once a month, we have an awesome list of people. It's an online webinar. It's usually the last Thursday of each month from memory.
Yep.
It's online. You get your tickets through Humanitix.
It's free.
You jump on the our Mindful Builder website. I'll link you to that. Now, we have an awesome guest panel, like, so it's two sections. It's myself.
We've got two groups. We split up. We started with one group. We thought it was a little bit clunky.
11 people is too much.
Yeah. So now we've split it off into panel A and panel B.
So we've got Brad from Sanford Build Co. You're all familiar with him.
Yep.
Myself and Hamish, Dylan from Allman Projects, specializing in retrofits, renovations.
Retrofits, yep.
Got our good friend Cam Munro, who find me another smarter person in building science in Australia. We've got Jessica Allen from our good friend Climate Shore, but also Building Sciology podcast. So if you're not following along to her, have a listen. We have Matt O'Grady, who works at PHCP down in Tassie, who's a very good resource of education and putting some time into educating people about the importance of durability in structures. Sean from Haven Homes, who just loves going down any rabbit hole he can find.
He is a captain rabbit hole.
Yeah. Justin O'Connor, who performance membranes, but also extremely smart.
Is
building
he smarter than Cameron?
To keep Justin on edge, we'll say Cam's just got him at the moment. Yeah, but Justin has one of the smartest people in this passive house industry. He's been doing it long before Hamish and I have. We also have Airboss Dan.
Yep.
He's always a character and provides a great conversation. There's one more. I know who it is. I'm just trying to think there's one more. Have I forgot anyone else?
No, I think.
No, got Drew. so Drew's finally, I was leaving the best of last because Drew's finally agreed to come on our podcast. But Drew, mechanical ventilation, find me anyone that is more passionate about this stuff than him and you'll get a golden ticket.
Yep.
To the Willy Wonka factory. So I don't think I've missed anyone.
No, that's it. So this came off the back. Let's give credit where credit's due. So this came off the back of Brad coming to us and saying, hey, you know what? I really think we should do this. We're in a great position to do it. You know, we've got a bunch of super passionate people who want to share their knowledge. And this is what it's all about. It's just sharing knowledge. Like
on a specific topic each week that's nerdy. Yep. So I've had treated pine or not treated pine battens, cold versus warm roof.
Dylan was insulating existing subfloors.
Yeah.
And
Matt was
just construction details.
Yeah, and I'm doing mine on the details from my house, which has already come out. And these will all be eventually on YouTube. So if you can't make it for some reason, about a month later, the next one will be on YouTube.
Yep.
Now, I want to encourage people to come to live one for questions.
I'm going to do a quick shout out here. Now, if anyone listening wants to sponsor the Beer and BS webinars, get in touch. We're looking for one sponsor and one sponsor only. And the whole reason we want to bring a sponsor on is so we can give everybody in the Beer and BS expert panel some really good recording equipment so we can and a really good webinar webcam so we can start bringing really good visual content. So
and it will also be on YouTube with your logo. So there's a like, huge opportunity there.
There's a big opportunity. And I guarantee we're not asking for a huge amount. I think the opportunity is great. So, we are looking for a sponsor for Beer and Beers.
Yeah, that is purely just to cover costs for us. Yep. Like we don't make any money off this.
Yep.
So we've had amazing feedback from that actually. Mainly I think a lot of our people are listening, actually architects, and I've actually gone through the list of people who sign up, and what the feedback I've had is they just wish this is by far their best learning. They don't get anything close to this with a CPD training because they said it's real advice.
Yep.
It's real situation that they have to deal with, and they're sick and tired of just being presented a product. We're complete agnostic. Is that the word or have I just made that up?
No, agnostic is good.
To products.
Yep.
Even though this podcast is sponsored by ProClimber, but this is not a ProClimber part. But we are very honest on what the products we use. We have ultimately Dan works for ProClimber, Justin sells ProClimber products, and Matt works with Justin. So,
well, hang on, Jess.
Jess sells Climber Short. Yeah.
ProClimber.
But we are totally open on the products. We'll be very honest on what we think. It just happens that ProClimber have the best products and everything.
Yep.
That's a whole different story.
Just full disclosure, it is unlikely if you are another building or a company that will accept your sponsorship.
No, we won't. Or a training provider because we've also got MEGT.
Now, Matt, we give a huge amount of information away, and I know it's something that's been kind of, I'm going to throw this on you today actually because I've just written this down. We have a growing database of emails which we want to start utilizing, but not just use and abuse. We actually want to start giving you really good information in your inbox every month. So we are going to be starting a newsletter soon, and we would love if you want to be on that newsletter, a mailing list, get in touch. You can get in touch via the Mindful Builder Instagram page, or you can jump on a website, or you can give Matt or me a Matt a call and just drop your email in. Or by signing up to Beer and BS, you automatically go onto that mailing list for our newsletter. Again, we're not handing that list out to anyone. We we just want to continue giving. We see, you know, a lot of the reason why Matt and I started this podcast, and the podcast specifically, is to help educate. And all of these other things that we're offering are purely about education.
Yep, 100%. And we want to get that out there. We ultimately want the industry to be better. Yep. So we do this for fun, but we also passionate about building better. Now, last thing, we're actually going to Adelaide. We're going to be up there the 20th and yeah, for the night of the 20th, the 20th and 21st, recording at the Climashore Enduro Building offices. Now,
Is it Climashore Enduro Building offices?
Both.
Yeah, we're doing there, yeah, and then we're having the open day at Jackson's
Passive House. He's certified South Australia's first certified passive house display home.
Yeah.
Now it's a 2-hour live Q&A event. You are going to – myself, Hamish Jackson, and Jess Kismet, not Alan. Sorry, yes. I should get that right.
That's all right. Interchangeable.
Yeah, yeah. So it is – if you're from SA, I highly encourage you to come. You can ask us whatever you want about passive house construction, the membranes that we use, anything. Yeah. So that
you
is
– ask us anything about anything.
Really. Yeah, honestly, yeah. What did you have for dinner last night, Hamish? But Mount Barker, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., 20th of April – you can jump on the ProClimber website, head to their event section, sign up. We really, really encourage you to do it. It'll give you a chance to explore the space, ask questions, learn about high-performance homes, and there are some light snacks and drinks provided.
And a big shout-out to Enduro Builders and Climashore for helping us put on this event.
And ProClimber. It's ultimately a ProClimber event.
Yep.
So it's run by ProClimber. You've got to sign up to the ProClimber website.
That's a duh.
Yeah. But Jackson doesn't know this yet, but there'll be one lucky giveaway that gets to grab a coffee with Jackson when you're up there.
Oh, what about a free night in his
better. You know what?
Jackson, we're raffling off a free night in your actually, that's not true at all. But maybe
you get to share the bear with Jackson.
Jackson, he'd be a good cuddler, I reckon.
He's probably listening. He's being like, fuck you too.
No. You know what? It's funny, Jackson. I've known Jackson since 2018. We actually did the Passive House course together.
Really?
Yep.
I've never actually met him.
Great guy.
Super excited. But yeah, in Mount Barker, Enduro Building Display Home in Spring Lake. To Angrove Place. So please sign up, register. It is free. It doesn't cost you any money. I'm unfiltered. Hamish should be unfiltered. But yeah, Jess, technical manager at Climashore. Jack Jackson, who has a wealth of business knowledge for those young builders and anyone. You don't have to know the product. The whole idea is we all started somewhere. And I actually had a kid reach out today. He's like, I'm at level one, you're at level 100. What do I do? I was like, I was at level one once too.
Yep.
That's it. Like I was in your place at one point. It is just how much effort you put in. So mindful moment today. This is a real quick one. We have just given you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ways to learn.
Yep.
There are no excuses. If you're an apprentice, all of them are free. Whilst that event is in Adelaide, we do them in Melbourne. We're doing them in New South Wales. Later in this year, we're going to Brisbane. We're going to WA as well.
Yep.
These events are going to be through every state. ProClimber also always have events on their website. So I don't know if there's even a way that they can sign up to.
Yep.
Whilst we're on the list of ProClimber, I'm actually just want to give, I think Gus has sent me a message here. One thing that I have I kind of get a lot. The question I get is like, who's the ProClimber rep in my area? So what I want to do, if I've got this here, I mean, we should speak to him, maybe put it on our website or something, but he gave me a list of each state who to contact. So we can quickly put a resource. We might even do an Instagram post to point people in the right way. It's actually not loading. So what we're going to do, we'll do an Instagram post each state on who your ProClimber distributors are. Some might have multiple.
That's a good idea.
That way we have a resource. And when someone asks, we can just send them that page.
Yeah, and do you know what? We'll put in the show notes. Yeah. In your region, who the best person to contact.
And this is a starting point. You might not know how to use the ProClimber products, but if you're an apprentice, reach out and go, I want to learn. Yep. I know in Victoria, Performance Membranes do it. Jess does it. Brian, they will show you. They'll talk through it.
Grady does it.
Yeah, exactly. Like every state, there's someone, so please. But bit of a housekeeping episode. Probably a bit different to usual. Hope you've learned something a bit more of what's happening. We've got some really cool stuff coming up this year. We're super pumped. This is also on YouTube. If you didn't know, you can watch it on YouTube. The videos are there. And that is where we're going to be going a lot in the future. We're going to try to do some filming on site and stuff. So anyway, Haim, have a great weekend away.
You too, man. Thanks,
buddy. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.